The way Zhao Xiong tells the story, it all began innocently enough. He was attending a local meeting in Yunnan Province in south-central China when he was mistaken for a researcher working for the state council. He didn't bother to correct the oversight. In fact, his lawyer says he realized the kind of influence such a position could give him, so he adopted a new identity. Being a man of some ambition, he promoted himself, becoming a department head. That worked well, so he promoted himself again to vice minister. He toured the region, giving speeches and claiming to represent the central government in Beijing. Provincial officials in Yunnan didn't really question him, and he became a regular feature of conferences, banquets, and political events for nearly 3 years. He only ran into trouble when he promised a bit too much, saying the central government had approved a new free trade zone in the region. That led to a flurry of inquiries to the state council in Beijing. At that point, officials in the capital made a statement about Zhao, saying, quote, "We announce that he does not work for the state council and that no research team has ever been sent to Yunnan province." Zhao was arrested last month. This week, his lawyer said he's pleading not guilty to fraud charges because he didn't make any money from the deception. In addition, the lawyer says his client believed he was doing a better job than China's real government officials. Bill Dorman, HPR News.